You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita. Hello and welcome to Adventures in Azeroth, Episode 8. I am your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone. Hey, Stone, how are you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bright, sunny, fantastic, peaches and cream. Good morning to you.
Yeah. How are you doing? Wow, that was a very good morning. You seem to be recovering well from your adventures last week. So I can't wait to hear about those. But I think we'll dive straight into, because you've got some World of Warcraft news for me. And I didn't even really know this happened because I've been asleep and I've been at work. So I've not paid much attention to social media at all. So what happened?
Basically, they announced that they were going to start doing Q&As once every week.
Oh, okay. Cool.
They did it live on Twitch. And Ian Hazakostas was the first person to be on the show with Lore. And this one was a hodgepodge of questions. So I sent mine in about Iron Man stuff and they did not get answered, which I'm not surprised because not doesn't affect a whole lot of people. But there is a whole bunch of stuff that did get answered. And as I go look through it, you know, there's a lot of stuff. And, you know, we kind of talked about this beforehand, is that it could be a whole show.
Yeah.
Like, there's just a lot of stuff. So we're only going to take, you know, a top five, at least that popped out at me. The first thing was personal loot rating. So we all knew that when you get personal loot, that it's going, that you will be able to trade it. The extra little thing that they added was that even if it's something that is not good for you, or as long as it is lower level than your level of gear, then you can trade it.
Oh.
So, yeah, it wasn't just a thing where if you were in that group, all that. I think it was supposed to be something like that. So the other thing was a major deal was that he talked about content droughts.
Yeah.
And he did say that, you know, we've been here before. He sat there 2 years ago saying, don't worry. And here we are, basically, quote, we've got 13 months of hellfire, and quote. So he says, you know, I can tell you, however, we know that you won't believe us until you're actually there, and we actually give you something, which is true. I always tend to err on the side of I believe them that they are trying, because they can try, but whether or not they deliver. Oh, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Bob. So, but yeah, he did make a mention that, you know, they are trying. One thing that came out of that was they are not trying to hit a yearly expansion, which is good.
Yeah.
At least I feel it's good. Going once a year, to me, for me, it felt like maybe the raids were rushed. During Warlords, it did feel like Hellfire. What's that first raid? High
Maw.
High Mall, and then going into Black Rock Foundry. It felt rushed. And then just when we were about to finish the last boss, then we've got the next patch. And it's like, holy cow, like it didn't feel like we had enough time. So if they were to go the route of having a fresh expansion every year, I think that would feel really rushed, and you're only going to get like one or two tiers for sure. But they definitely said this coming one, you will have three tiers, like three full tiers, and not one and one and a half, and then a second. So that was good. He did mention flying will be unlocked at the middle of Legion. So there's a person that asks, is it going to be at the beginning, the middle, or end? And he goes, middle. And they were planning on adding content to Suramar, which is, I guess, the end area zone. I have not done any of the expansion as far as questing because I don't want to ruin the whole lore and stuff. So, but he definitely came out and said middle. And you will be working towards it throughout the beginning portion. So I wouldn't worry about it. The other thing is that, our numbers as far as health and healing and DPS are getting higher and higher, and we are now approaching Mist levels, which we're already almost, well, we're almost there. And so he did say that we will likely be doing another squish. However, he feels that there was going to be a better way of handling it. Something that will be able to work more long term versus having to run these things once every two or 3 years or 4 years. So it'll be interesting. The last time that we had a squish, well, the first time that we had a squish, basically it killed Iron Man characters. I mean, it hurt them a lot, so it's gonna be interesting. I kind of liked being able to go back, but then you're also wary of even playing on like a normal character. You're wary of playing around, and then all of a sudden you come across a mob that did not get squished the right way, and he's still gonna hit you for 1.5 million damage, and then boom, you're dead. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they can do. That's for sure. So no more weekly events. This is the last thing that I wanted to talk, John. So this only applies for the time being. They said that they really like it, but it's not a thing for when the expansion is new. Okay, so because everyone will be doing everything, okay, and be questing, they're gonna do all kinds of stuff. The weekly events was basically made to aim everyone at a certain thing. So 1 week aim everybody at pet battles, another week aim everybody at PvP. And that stuff. So they will be back. That's what he said. We will be posting a link to the to WoW to Wowhead that has a rough overview of everything else, because there's more. There's a lot more. It's about all. Oh my goodness, tons of stuff. So these are just the top five that kind of piqued my interest. Oh, and next week, they're going to do the Q&A about professions. So if you have profession questions, you can tweet at them using the hashtag Legion QA.
Well, that's very exciting. It seems like if well, if you're excited about it, I didn't even hear it or read it, and I'm excited for the fact that, you know, that if they're doing getting out there a little bit more and obviously interacting and dropping some, you know, some information, which is, it's been a while coming, but no, I think that's really positive. I think that's a positive thing that Blizzard should definitely be doing. So exciting, exciting. Legion is coming. Yay. Awesome. Okay. Well, how about we dive into what we've been doing the past week? And I know you have had a tremendous week. So tell me what you have been doing.
I did nothing this week. So, okay, I flew to in Minneapolis to go to the Well Played party that was held just this past weekend. I guess June. What? I was there from June like 8th to 10th or 11th or something like that. So I flew in on the Thursday morning where we recorded our last show from the
Airport.
So I should probably sound a little bit better than that. And I flew back on the Sunday during the day. So there's no rush or anything like that. It was really good. Being able to speak with people in person versus just online. I mean, it's different, right? And because I personally don't have tons of people here around me that I speak with in person about this stuff, right? And being able to go and meet folks that like the same things that do and stuff is great. If you can ever go, try and go. Yeah, I don't remember all the stuff that happened because, there's a Friday night thing where they had a Stone tournament and I could possibly have been drinking. And Saturday we watched the Warcraft movie. And then we went to a pub. Anyway, we went to a brewery, so there's more drinking there. And then hold on, oh, I am not done. And then Saturday night, Pat Crane and Jules did a live podcast, and I periscoped it, and there was more drinking there. And then I did an Iron Spotlight with four people,
Oh, nice.
and there was more drinking there. And Sunday, I crashed and I woke up and I was like, oh my goodness. I just it, it you know On Monday I was okay. On Tuesday, that's when I really started to feel the just my body is just completely drained. And Tuesday, Wednesday, today's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I have not been playing any WoW, like nothing.
Wow,
Nothing.
that's
I've played Overwatch twice, and that's just like two matches, and that's it. It's just I have been
Recovering.
100% completely drained. My body can't take that stuff, and so when I go, it's like it takes a lot longer to come back. And I feel better. I'm still a little bit, but better than I have been the last few nights. Basically all the stuff that I did, and I periscoped 9 or 10 times, and I had to edit a whole bunch of stuff, and figuring out all the quirks of doing live streaming and how it doesn't record right on your phone, so it flips everything, so it might stream okay. But when it's actually being put on your phone, it actually flips it. So I had to go through everything, and just reflip it and make sure, it looks okay. Whew. I don't know. So the movie. So I was okay. So I watched it, and when I came out, I was like, I liked it. I absolutely 100% liked it. I don't think I was wowed, but as I keep remembering things about it, I find myself liking it more and more. So I'm not sure why it was that I came out and wasn't like, oh my God. But don't get me wrong, I did like it. I really liked it. Just not like, oh, I'm gonna lose my mind. It was like the greatest thing since sliced bread. No. But it's just it was really good. I really liked it. Just not wowed. And but again, as I keep talking about like all the stuff, yeah, I like it more and more. So it's I don't know. It's weird. I saw a click bait thing about how they're going to make another one, and then it will be with Hitch King, and I'm like, they haven't even announced this. That's bull crap. So I clicked it, of course, and yeah, it's bull crap. It's just this is what we think that they're going to do.
Okay.
No. Based on the end of it, it would make no sense to have it with Arthas. What the f that's more like a third one. Number two, without giving anything away, number two should be more Thrall. Okay, just based on how it ended, right? But anyway, so the only other one thing I wanted to say was I watched an interview with Jones and some dude, okay, some guy is just ripping this guy apart. And Duncan Jones asked him, okay, basically, it came out this guy really liked Lord of the Rings because he had read all of those books, okay. And but he obviously didn't like this like the war like the Warcraft movie. And Jones had actually said to him, yeah, but if you had read the books or played the games, you would have had the back you would have had the same kind of backstory that you would have already with Lord of the Rings. So, it was basically like, how can you critique it when you like something else only because you had the back stuff, but then you don't like mine, but you never had the back stuff. So what, and I was thinking, and the dude got up and just left like out of the blue. It's like, what? Who is this guy? I was mad. And I was just like, if I was that guy, I mean, I don't know what I would have done. I mean, I would have sat there and been like, can we not get this guy back in here ever again? Because he's a jerk. But I think he's one of these old farts that, he's, one of these older guys that he's overly harsh on purpose. And maybe that's it. So, I pretty sure he's a British guy, from I think the accent. You're British, right? No? Oh man. Well, I'm kidding. I can tell an act. I can tell British from Australian.
Make me come there and smack
I
you.
might have an issue between Australian and New Zealand. Not I can there is a difference and I can hear it if I hear both of them. If I hear both of them back to back, I can tell. But anyways. so the only other thing that I did was that, like I said, I didn't really play a lot of WoW, except on Monday. On Monday I came back and I was still feeling okay. And I did all of my alliance mounts before the lockout, and it was really great to be able just to focus on all tracks Theon, and being able to do the lockouts over and over and over again and just do that one boss. It was fantastic. And not have to do spine anymore. Oh my God. 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 Thank God. Oh, and I can hear my sons are awake. It's, let me tell you, it's 5:35 a.m. We record this podcast early so that I don't have to worry about my boys screwing around. I heard them open up the curtain. I just hope I heard them open the curtain.
Yeah.
So that was kind of my, you know, I haven't played anything Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Probably after this, I'm going to go back to sleep. And because I'm probably not going to raid tonight either. I have a podcast to, I'm going to be on a podcast. I'm going to be on Azeroth Roundtable. Oh my God.
Nice. With John and Ben.
I know that you know
them. I love them, guys. They're awesome.
Them as much. And I just, very excited. So I want to make sure I rest and not sleep through that too.
Yeah.
So, jeez. So yeah, that was my weekend.
Nice. In,
quote unquote. Wow. Because you know. So what did you do this week?
I did jump. I've been doing more Ashran, of course. So Nemesis. Oh, Nemesis. Oh, Nemesis. How I hate thee. So yeah, I was up to 83 of 500, and I got into this Ashran last week that was just arsely. It started off really, really, like there was about 9 of us, and it just developed into this crazy stomping. We just controlled everything, and there was a few gnomes in there, which was good. So I got up to 109 kills. I'm over 100. And then the other 5 Ashrans I've been into, there was no organization, no one was following direction. It was the complete opposite of a really good. They were all horrible, absolutely horrible since then. And I even had ones that there was no gnomes. So I was like, why am I in here if there's no gnomes? It's no use me be constantly losing events and not at least getting any gnome kills. So I ended up leaving them. But I did get an achievie a couple of days ago. So it's like, woo, I got 27,000 conquest
points
achieved this Warlord Season 3. Whoa. So it was Warmongering Conquest is the achievement. I got 10 points for that. Whoo, which takes me over 19,000 achievement points. I was like, yeah. So I was pretty stoked about that. So that was cool. I didn't even know I was that close until when, you know, achievement came up and I was like, what the, wow. Okay. That's so cool. So, so I haven't been back into Ashran since the terrible one of a couple of nights ago. It was just, it was horrendous. And we got absolutely raffle stomped by Alliance. It was I wouldn't say it's the worst one I've been in, but it's one of the worst Ashrans I've been in. So I would say it'd be in my top 3 worst Ashrans I've been in. So I think I spent 20 minutes in there, and you know, if you don't get the vibe within about the first 5-10 minutes, that's it. You know, it's really not going to go. But sometimes I sit there and push it and think, okay, just give it a bit more. And the really good one that actually started off going thinking, this is going to be a struggle, within 15 to 20 minutes had turned from being quite bad to just we got our momentum and all of that. So, whereas the one the other night was like, no, there was no momentum. It was like just come, ruffle stomped. We just got annihilated. It felt like that we had 10 players versus a full alliance 40 man. That's how it felt. It wasn't. There was probably, we probably had at least about 25 horde in there, and Alliance just absolutely annihilated. And maybe it was we didn't have enough healers. I'm not really sure. It just, and you looked at the map and there's people sitting over here and people sitting over there, and you've got people in three places. So yeah, I gave up. I was like, okay, I'm gonna leave it. I'm gonna leave it for a few days, and I just haven't had a chance to get back in there. But I did do some mount runs this week. I went and saw Litchi, and I went and saw, I can't remember who else I've been in to see. It's been a bit of a vague week.
Yog?
Hey?
Yog-Sothoth?
No, I've got that. So I don't need to go back in there ever again. whew. So yeah, I haven't had any luck. I was gonna do some run mount runs last night, but I was just too exhausted. Work's taking the toll. The body's just like you for completely different reasons. My body's taking its own toll on dealing with life at the moment, and I couldn't sit there. I tried, and I was like, the body's going, no, this isn't gonna happen. So I was like, okay, well, I'm going to bed. But I've been doing the toys for Legion. So the Wowhead's got the guide, and I got a couple more. So I'm just slowly ticking things off that list, which is nice to have. I have no room in my bank. So I'm like, what can I get rid of? Come on, please, pre-patch. Please, I need to get the wardrobe. I'm so desperate. I'm like looking at everything and I'm thinking, is there anything that I can send to my bank toon that then I can send back later? And I'm looking through everything and I'm just going, there's not much I can do about this. And there's tabards and stuff. There's stuff I can't get rid of. I'm like, I just. So I'm sitting with one. I managed to clear a couple of things that I had some Timeless Isle, like the plume, and there was something else, I can't remember. A couple of things that are battle net bound. So I was like, oh, you know what? I don't need them. They can go to my bank toon, and at the moment I have got one slot available in my bank. I have no room in my void storage. It is, both tabs are so completely full. And every time I look at that, I just go, I just want to put more stuff in there. And I'm like, I can't. I have no room. So I'm just like, come on, please. I don't want pre-patch, but I do want the pre-expansion of, to start, so I can have some room in my banks. And the other thing is, when you go in to do the mount runs, and when I did my favorite Cataclysm raid, which we'll talk about in a minute, but there was stuff that was coming up, and I was like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen this, for ages, and I remember having this, and I got rid of all that stuff, and I'm like, you do not have any room. You cannot keep this. You need to just vendor it, and you can come back later. So yeah, it was it's kind of been a bit of that kind of week. So I did do something else, but we will talk about that on WoW Challenges podcast, because
Uh-oh.
I did do some ironing. Ha ha ha. But anyway, we have to wait till Sunday to discuss that
Saturday.
one.
Saturday.
Sunday,
The
Sunday.
real world is Saturday.
No,
Okay.
it's your Saturday, my
You're
Sunday.
in the future.
I
It's not the real.
know. I
It's
know.
not real because you can't time travel, so your stuff is not real. So what happens here? here is real, and you're not talking anymore.
Just to mute you right out. I'm recording. People, if you don't realize, I'm recording. I'm just going to make his voice go me. Make it all funny. Yeah, right. Alrighty, how about we get on with the show topic? And this week, our show topic was favorite Cataclysm raid. So I don't know about you, but I know for me, I instantly, as soon as we decided, I already had it in my brain what I was choosing. What did you have the same kind of thought with what you chose, or did you tell me your process and then tell me what you chose?
I knew what I wasn't going to choose. Okay.
Okay. And yep.
I knew I was not going to choose Dragon Soul only because you rated it for so long.
Yeah.
And then having to do the mounts, it's just no. If we had it as a regular raid that wasn't at the end, well, it doesn't make sense if it wasn't at the end, but if it was shorter, I think it would have been higher up on my list. However, so I had my close second was Blackwing Descent, and the only reason why I didn't pick that one was there was two bosses that I thought were okay, but we're a little bit wonky, and we spent a lot of time on being able to beat Lemon stuff. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't number one. So number one was Firelands, and I actually took screenshots on my own because. Mm-hmm. I decided to do them, and she's like, "Oh, they're awesome!" And I'm like, "You're crazy."
They're good. And if you want to see them, don't forget to go and check adventuresinazeroth.com because I put them all together. Because Stone did an awesome job of giving me some really cute screenshots. Yeah, I like it. I think it looks good.
I need to do better at making them bad.
Well, if that's bad, then you've done well, because they're not.
No, I didn't try. I didn't try. I'm like, okay, can I? Well, there's a couple of times where it's like, okay, I want to get certain shots, and then but it's, you know, in a fight, and I'm like, oh no, how am I gonna get this done?
Anyway, you do the orc female dance while you're trying to take down
Rag.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I knew that. And if you have a look, that second bottom screenshot, that's you doing the dance. I knew it was.
Just as he's coming out, so I ran it on Heroic because I wanted it to show Rag coming out. And I wanted to do the dance in front of him and all that.
Yeah.
But basically, the only fight I think... I didn't really like a whole lot, but it wasn't because of the fight. We spent a lot of time on Shannox, like a lot of time, like mm-hmm. a ton of time. I mean, I've got a lot of notes here, but I'm not going to go over them all. It took us like 50 plus wipes on him, like just to be able to get him down once. Mm-hmm. And even though we would go over to Beth to Lack and get gear from there, we still were having a hard time with Shannox. But when we finally got him down, it was, oh my goodness, it felt really great to rage face on him. Because, I thought the fights in there were all neat. Like being able to go fight up on her web, right? Mm-hmm. And having two groups, and then the one fight, I keep forgetting his name, so I call him Mr.'s Balrog? No, that's not Balrog. What's his name? Balrog is the big guy with the wings. So being able to
Interesting.
control where he walked, I don't think he ever really had that, right? So it's pretty neat. Flappy Bird was okay. I never got to go flying around until we actually had to go do the achievements and stuff, and then I was taking people with me. However,
Aralith, Lord Ralith,
yes.
yeah, that's right.
And running away from the tornadoes during Flappy Bird was fun. I found it fun. There's a lot of people I remember being like, I hate this stupid fight. They're raging and like, just find a tornado and run behind it and you're fine. That's it. And if you want to mess around, but you can, but anyway, so the Balrog and Daghelm were okay. Nothing big for me. I just remember having to do the achievement. We tried to do the achievement for like how you have to run across the big court, and every time
And
it's about
sit
to
and
cast, you have
stuff.
to sit. Yeah. So people don't know how to sit, you know. And we would also say, so we would always say, once he gets like halfway, just sit. Okay, it doesn't matter. Just halfway through his cast, sit. And don't try and be that guy that waits until the last chance, because you're gonna screw it up for us. And any times we had to run out, reset, and run back in. So the last fight was Rags and Rags Ragnaros. That's what we called him, was Rags. He was very hard, like, and that's I guess how he should be, right? I have on my notes here, it took us 70 plus attempts to get it down on heroic. So he had it down until that very last phase, and we just couldn't keep up. I just couldn't, and I actually think it was more tries, but I know it was at least that. So overall, I really like the raid. I really like most of the fights. I can't say anything bad about it. It wouldn't be one of my favorite all-time raids, but if we're only looking at that group, then definitely this was my number one. Definitely. So what was your, oh, here's my screenshot. Sorry, I'm looking at the show notes, and yep, there I am trying to dance. Work it, Stone, work it. All right.
Nice.
So what about you? What's your favorite raid in Cataclysm?
All right. Well, I went with Blackwing Descent because I have a lot of both fond and stressful memories of it, but as a guild, it was because we were never hardcore raiders. As a guild, we were just a little guild that would go raiding, and a lot of people that were fairly casual at raiding, a lot of new people who hadn't raided before. So Blackwing was our first into, going into Blackwing was an interesting experience, and working as a team over the weeks, the months, everyone finally, realizing what their job was, all the things that we had to do, and just making sure getting the dances right of like I remember with Magmor, the big lava worm, how many times when we first went in there and the tanks trying to get the dance right and they're not getting the dance right, and they would go straight over the back and they'd be like, wipe it, I'm dead. So all of those little things, all the rogues, like the rogues doing the same thing when they do something and be like, I fell off the platform. It's like, okay, let's wipe it. So I honestly don't know how many goes that we had at Magmor, but I know there was quite a few. And the moment when we actually got Magmor down, and all you heard in vent was that cheer, that elation, that holy moly, we did it. We actually did it. And yeah, it was good, because, you know, with a bunch of, we had experienced raiders, but we also had a lot of new raiders, and to see them progress with that was a lot of fun. Omnitron, oh, that was, I always liked, I love that fight. I always love that fight. I thought that was so tricky. You know, as a warlock, I had certain things that I had to do. And I think it was myself and, don't think it was the hunt, I think it was myself, the hunter, and the mage. We had certain things that we had to do. And if we didn't get our dance right with that fight, it wasn't going to happen. So, yep. So that was always fun.
I liked the most from that fight was that it began with a different one each week.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I liked having that variation.
Yeah. That was good. And I mean, the other fights, it's certainly not a huge, big instant raid, but I just always, there's something about it. Fighting Atromedes, that was another one that took us for, you know, for ages to get that dance right.
That is a great fight. I think out of everything in there, that is my most favorite fight.
Yeah, it was a really good fight. It really was. And it took us weeks and weeks of and months just to, again, to make slow progress through it. But we got there. And again, you know, that moment when we did it and everyone was like, oh my gosh, it was such a good feeling. And I think the getting to Nefarian's End, you know, when you do the final boss and you've got, you know, you just that whole encounter kind of gave me a bit of shivers up my spines as to, you know, just the way that it was with how that fight goes. And I don't know. It just, for me, Blackwing Descent is definitely been my favorite for Kata. I loved so many others, but Blackwing just holds a special place in my heart. So, yeah. And don't forget, I also went in and I took some screenshots, and both Stones and my screenshots will be up on the website. So adventuresinazeroth.com if you guys would like to go and have a look at them. And don't forget, you can submit your own photos if you would like. We would love to see some photos too. But let's get onto the mailbox and see. We got lots of responses this week to our favorite Kata raid. So, Stone, how about you start off with the tweets?
Oh, I'm reading. Okay. Sorry. I see it's in blue, which is my color. Folks that don't, like, we color code stuff. Anyways, I'm squirreling and she's going to kill me. At Roxy QT. Hi, Roxy. My favorite Kata raid was definitely Dragon Soul. It was the first raid that I killed heroic bosses in. Yeah, that would probably make it very memorable, that's for sure.
Yeah.
At AH Sean R. I miss Kata being current, but my favorite would have to be Firelands. High five. At Jubtrig, I think. Mm-hmm. Okay. Done. Oh, about Raid, but Atromedes was and is still my favorite fight. The sound mechanic was that fascinating extra bit of you.
Mm-hmm.
There's another high five.
Yeah. Nice.
At Scrap Bookie. Hi, Scrap. She and I are Sharks fans, like the hockey team Sharks. Anyways, squirreling again. Lita's like, Stone! Stick to the show notes. Anyways, so Scrap says, never got to raid when Kata was live, but I've always felt like Firelance felt super epic. Yep. Shoral MN, which I actually met her at.
You did! I saw a photo! Yep. That was awesome!
That's great. It was awesome. So her warrior is now 97. This is her dwarf one, right? She was doing all the dwarves.
Yep, she's got all the dwarves.
So her warrior is now at level 97, headed to Spires of Iraq to get the salvage yard for another shot at Mog items.
Wow. Yep.
And nice. Anytime I was leveling up my alts, I would only do treasures. I would not do any quests until I got into Spires, and then I'd only go do the salvage yard quest to unlock that. And that was it. Everything else is treasure, treasure, treasure. Yep. Okay. Squirrel. Okay. And Mominatrix 75. She says, Dragon Soul, the nerd screams after clearing spine were the best. And as I have to say, yeah, spine
is nasty.
Even now, if I mean, it's just a constant back and forth, right? Like, we're in there solo, it's a 10-second roll, so it's not as bad. But when you're in there with somebody else, it's 5 seconds. So if you're screwing it up, like, you're gonna go. And spine, I'm shaking my fist. You can't see, but I'm shaking my fist at spine. So, we have a voicemail from Spanky Hunter. And I'm gonna play that now, and it will hopefully just play.
Hey guys, here. This week it's our favorite Kata raids. Yes, Kata raids. There was a lot of fun raids down there. Nefarian's Lair, but Bastion of Twilight, they were both pretty good, had some interesting fights there. That elevator boss in Nefarian's Lair, that was amazing. And the fact that if you go into your statistics tab, and there's actually a statistic that it tracks how many times you've died to that elevator, is just brilliant. It's hilarious. Oh, I love that one. You know, Dragon Soul was good too, a little bit long, but, you know, it was quite fun. Good old Spine of Deathwing, even now that thing's still a challenge, you know. That's a good sign of a good raid that, you know, some things are still a challenge even 2 or 3 expansions later. Shows the mechanics are pretty good. Even if the last platform hopping tentacle boss fight was a bit meh, but, you know, it was there. But for me, my favourite raid has to be Firelands. Yep. That wonderful orange, glowing, bright red. Oh my god, how much trash is in this place. Firelands, yep. You had a massive amount of choices. Like, you know, you could do the bosses in pretty much the first, well, what's that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 bosses in pretty much any order you chose. It really didn't matter. You had a lot of variety and options that way. The trash was interesting. And there were some tough ones in there. You know, even on normal and then on heroic, 10 and 25, man, it was still a pretty good fight. Ignoring the fact that it had the legendary staff in there, and oh my god, the fights that thing caused. God, I'm glad we got away from that style of legendary, because that was just pain in the ass. It was a total mess trying to organize who got what and when and how and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, no, screw that. Anyway, yes, I love the fights. You know, every boss was different. Had some interesting mechanics, like, you know, steering the big fella up in the top corner, you know, killing different legs to make him turn after running him over volcanoes, while the range did all that mess. Melee did the steering and driving, didn't drive him the right way, put him in the lava and just killed him, you know. The first boss, Shaddox, you know, traps and pets and kiting stuff around, spiders, hope you weren't arachnophobic, because there was a lot of spiders in there. Bale just near the bridge, he was good too. Had some interesting tank mechanics, a lot of soaking and stuff. Alyssa's Ore, yes. Oh my god. pre-nerf those fiery tornadoes. Oh my god, they were a raid wiper. Seriously, the speed at which those things went, you couldn't just run around in circles because they would catch you and they would kill you. That fight, oh, it had so many things, and yeah, the rage it induced, oh, you know. And then, you know, you get to the fun bit of, what's his name, that second last boss, forgotten him, he was in the original, you know, the other place, yeah. You know, he wasn't bad with the cat form and the, what else was it, human form, whether he was or something, oh no, it was the scorpion form, yes. Switching between those two at the right stages, stacking and spreading, blah blah blah. And then we come to the pièce de résistance. First of all, you had to deal with Ragnaros' trash, those two worms on the bridge. Yes, raid group, I knew raid groups that when we first got in there, we would be blowing bloodlust on the trash just to get past those two fiery worms. And then you had Ragnaros. God, he was a fun fight. Everyone had their little job, and the mages had to blink through the fire traps and all of that sort of stuff. And then the giant surprise when you got him on heroic, got him to 10%, and he grew legs. Oh my god, he grew legs. God, that was amazing. The fact that he got up and started walking, nobody expected it. You know, I remember it took Will first, I think it was Paragon that got Will first on it. It took them over 500 wipes just to kill him. You know, it was a seriously tough boss. And yeah, that was just, yep. For me, it's Firelands. I love the place. Anyway, have a great show.
Oh, thank you.
Awesome. I
your stuff there, yeah.
That was good. Thank you, Spanky. That was awesome. Yeah, I mean, again, reiterating yours, Stone, you know, with the various fights and all of that, and how tough things could be back then, like anything. It's, yeah, that certainly brings back a lot of memories for me, just with Spanky talking about those as well. So
one thing that he had actually mentioned that I never did was the bridge. Okay. Mm-hmm. And when you go kill Pale Rock and then you have to shake the orb and, you know, it makes the bridge, the scene of the bridge becoming formed, I would watch it every time.
Yeah.
It's just a bridge being created, but I watch it every time because I always thought it was so cool.
Nice.
Which would be Taryn Gregory, I think. Was he there then?
I think so.
All right, I give him high fives.
High fives. Well, give them all high fives because they do amazing, amazing, amazing work. But thank you for that. And you know what? Thank you to all the tweets too, guys. That was fantastic. We really appreciate it. Thank you for sharing a little bit with us about your thoughts of what you've been doing. But we also have got an email. So Cinder has sent us an email and she says, "Hello, Leader and Stone. I will always have a very soft spot for Cataclysm because it was the expansion that I joined in. As for my favorite raid, Dragon Soul, hands down. I know a lot of people really didn't like it, but for me, it was the very first raid that I got to do properly from beginning to end as a heroic raider. So it will always have a special place. The guild I was in ran an alt team that I was able to tag along with, and we ended up clearing the whole thing on heroic. We also did all of the achievements, so I got the reins of the Twilight Harbinger from that. I was also incredibly lucky, and I got the Lifebinder's Handmaiden and the Blazing Drake, although Experiment 12B from Ultraxian still eludes me. I just remember it being a lot of fun and a challenge at times. Definitely a case of rose-colored glasses. I will also say that I really enjoyed Firelands because I love fire, but I was carried through a lot of that. So I don't feel like I earned what I got in that raid. So Dragon Soul, it is for me. Smiley face. Have a wonderful show, Cinder. Thank you, Cinder. That's awesome. You do not want to see the face that Stone pulled when I said that you got life binders and blazing trees. Oh, you
can't see. Table.
Like, he was flipping tables. Exactly. Yes. Yes.
But life binders okay now. So.
Yes.
I think that if I, okay, as much as I don't like that raid, like I said before, it wasn't the bosses. The bosses was great. And hearing how she went through it, I think I would be that way too. Mm. Because if that's your first raid, of course it's going to be that's your go-to, right?
Yeah.
So it's cool that was her first raid that they got to clear up.
What was your very first raid? Right back. What was my very first raid?
My first full raid or my first ever raid that I got to go in on?
Just your first raid back in Kata. In Classic, sorry.
I never did raiding in Classic. I never had enough friends. So my first raid was Meg Theridon, and I wiped everyone.
Okay. See, memorable. It's something you will never forget. I remember going into Zol'Garub, and that was 25 man back originally.
Back in the day,
that was my very first raid. So your first raid stays with you, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of that. So congratulations, Cinder, and thank you so much to everyone who has tweeted us, written in, and sent an audio. We are thoroughly thrilled by just the interaction, guys. So thank you so much. Now, next week, what is our topic? Dun, 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 dun. Well, Stone.
If you can tell, there's a pattern. You know,
there is a pattern.
They are essential. They are essential to life.
That's right. Right?
Anyways, Squirrel, so our next topic will be Mists of Pandaria Dungeons. Yes. So five man, what is your favorite Mists five man?
Mm. And
were there a lot? There weren't like tons and tons, but there were enough that there's a couple. Like immediately, I can think of one that I think that's what it's going to be. It's funny. This one was my favorite, and then it became my least favorite by the end of it. That's all I'll say.
Oh, there's a story to be told. We'll have to wait till next week. All right.
Just start doing it now.
No, you got to wait till next week.
Feeling ambitious.
Alrighty. Well, where people can contact us. So don't forget, check out the website on adventuresinazeroth.com. You can email us at podcast@adventuresinazeroth.com. Remember, we do have a gallery page. I've not received any screenshots from anyone except for Stone, but he has to, so yay! So if anyone wants to send some pickies in, then please do, because we would love to see them as well. I always like seeing what other people do. It's always fun. Now, Twitter, you can find us. We are at ADVAzeroth. Stone, what about you?
You can find me on Twitter at WowChallenges. Also, we do two other podcasts. Well, I do two other podcasts. One is the WowChallenges podcast with Lita once a week on Saturdays. At 7 p.m. Eastern. Well, Saturday in the real world and Sunday in the future world, which doesn't exist because time travel is not possible yet. So, sorry. And I'm It's they were oh man, squirreling again. And I'm also on another podcast, The Richter Scale, which we go live on Sundays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Yeah, I think we're going once every week or two, but I think the last few weeks have been busy for both of us. So, yeah, and oh, and I'm going to be on Azeroth Roundtable today's Friday, right? Yes, today's Friday for mm-hmm. me. And well, it's still Friday for you, so that's good. Mm-hmm. So Friday, they go Friday at 8 p.m. Pacific, so 11 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah.
Tonight, Friday night. Yeah. Which, if you're to this live,
and they do a live, they do a live show, and you can join chat.
TV/AzerothRT.
Yeah. Which is cool. Alrighty, now you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Leta Wow. That's LeetaWow. And if you want to hear more of my voice, I do some extra shows that I love to do behind the Avatar and the WoW Challenges podcast on Sunday at 9 a.m. my time. And Ow. Geektopia with Ben and Steve. So, and there will be a Geektopia this week as well. Oh, I'm going to be busy. Okay, so thank you for all the likes and retweets to everyone who has contributed to, you know, just interacting with us and telling us what your adventures in Azeroth have been or are is fantastic. We really appreciate that. Don't forget, you can find us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. And I think that
I got checked for Google Play. I don't think I've done it. I know I did it for the WoW Child
Slacker
Ages podcast. It's there for sure, but I will check for Adventures in Azeroth as soon as we stop recording.
Sure.
Oh, and my kids are up. This is great
and the, time. And the kids are up. So this is really good timing. So, and not much noise from Bob tonight. I've missed Bob.
I don't.
Yeah. Okay.
I love him. He's my guy.
It's Kobe's birthday tomorrow. Before I forget, Kobe's going to be 2 tomorrow. So it's very exciting.
That's it?
I know. It's so exciting.
He's a big dog for 2 years old. I know. Wow.
He's beautiful. He's going to be big too. Awesome. Yeah. So it's very exciting. I'm not having a birthday party, but I have got a present for him. So I will. Yeah. He's spoilt. I know, but it's good fun. Anyway, that's it from us. So I think we should wrap it up. And say goodbye. So, bye everybody.
See you later.
Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta. Copyright 2016. AdventuresInAzeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod. And you can find more of his great stuff at incompydeck.com. No copyright infringement is intended.